I'm Sarah Nadler, award-winning author and founder of the B Movement, a group coaching program for small business owners like you who are looking for answers to life, love, and business. I spent 10 years as a traveling minister, seeing the world and meeting people from all walks of life, from the poorest streets of Mexico to the advertising world of Los Angeles. The B Movement podcast is just one of the ways I get to share with you all that I've learned on this journey of life. Thanks for being here, and if you like my content, please subscribe and check out my website at thebmovement.net. Hello and welcome back to our show. I'm Sarah Nicole Nadler, your host, and this week we are kicking off the February focus on client retention strategies. Over the next 4 weeks, we'll cover topics on how to make your clients fall in love with your brand, your business, your products, and you from day one, and build a lifetime loyal client base. I speak with hundreds of business owners every year, and I've noticed a big trend to investing in new client acquisition, while retention strategies seem to be almost non-existent in many small businesses. Yet, selling to an existing customer is 6 to 7 times cheaper. So this week, I'm going to share 3 quick tips for client retention and then dive deep into one powerful strategy you can use right now in your business for building services and info products that clients absolutely love, in honor, of course, of February and Valentine's Day, which is coming up in just a couple weeks. So tip number one for really retaining your current client database. Number one, don't delete, shred, or archive your past clients. See, keeping accurate records of your interactions with past clients, it can really provide you with a lot of survey data, which can make smart business decisions or marketing decisions in the future. And it also allows you to sell new products or services to your existing or past clients without having to start from scratch with that cold traffic. So as I said before, that statistic is 6 to 7 times cheaper to just sell it to your email list or sell it to your already existing phone list, right? Than try to advertise to cold traffic. Tip number two, invest in a loyalty and a referral program. Rewarding your current clients for their loyalty just makes a lot of sense, right? And when they share your products or services with their family or friends, there should be some kind of reward for them. All right, tip number three, keep measurements of your churn rate. Your churn rate is the percentage of customers who don't come back, members of your membership program who don't stay. Creating a graph of your business analytics dashboard of what percentage of clients keep coming back and which ones don't will give you a lot of information you can use to actually improve your percentage of people who stick around. Now, let's do a deep dive into one particular business model I want to recommend to you if you are some kind of coach, consultant, or one-on-one practitioner, or if you've ever thought about creating an online course through which you can sell your services. What you need in that case is called a signature program. Now, a signature program is not just a bunch of tips or ideas that you throw together and you dump together and you pre-record it and you sell it to someone. That's not a signature program. A signature program is featuring your proven methodology to take someone from point A to point Z, all right? A signature program works best when it's 40% learning and 60% doing. So if you're a weight loss coach and you're trying to get someone from where they are now to having lost 20 pounds or 200 pounds or gaining muscle mass, right? Whatever that point Z is for them, it needs to be not 100% learning, but just 40% learning and 60% exercises and things like that that they can actually do, or diet plans, things of that nature, right? The key here, though, is your signature program needs to solve just one painful problem for your ideal client. Now, let's talk about how you map this out. How do you actually create a signature program? And then we'll talk a little bit about at the end how you test one. Remember, you're not going to have success selling this program until it's proven to work for somebody. Maybe that somebody is you, right? Maybe this is the program, the methodology that you use to get yourself out of that situation. or perhaps you've done this successfully with family or friends. Regardless of whether you are a brand new entrepreneur with no case studies, or you've been in business for years and you have tons of case studies and testimonials, the point is it's not going to sell until you can prove it's actually a methodology that works. So I want you to answer this question for yourself. Pull out a pen and paper and write this down. I have a proven methodology that solves blank problem for blank people. Figure out what that problem is and what the blank people are. And then there's just one last ingredient you need, and that is the result. So let's talk about how we actually get someone a result for a minute, because that's really where client retention comes in. You can sell till the cows come home, but if you don't get results for people, eventually they're going to catch on, right? And that's not the kind of business I want to be in, and that's certainly not the kind of business I recommend to you. So the key to any signature program, or really any client retention strategy, is to have that feedback loop where we not only are causing transformations, we're also checking back in with them and doing quality control and making sure that the transformation we promised is the same one that they got, if not better. So, what are the ingredients of a transformation? Well, it really depends on your industry, but no matter what industry you're in, that transformation needs to have at least these ingredients. One, it needs to be completed. It doesn't matter how great the results they got if they only got halfway to where you promised them. So don't promise the moon and deliver, you know, halfway up to the moon in the middle of empty space. You've got to actually get them where you say you're going to get them to. Number two, it has to be high quality, right? If I promise you a diet plan, but then that diet plan is missing like key nutritional ingredients, then that's not really a transformation, right? And lastly, it has to have some kind of exchange. It has to be valuable enough that people will be willing to pay money for it. So that transformation that you're promising should be, if you've done your homework, right, in your validate stage of business, it should be where your ideal client wants to be. So the first step of mapping all this out is for you to draw that A, right? What's the problem you solve? And Z, what's the transformation you promise? And then draw out the major milestones along the way. What does the client have to accomplish? Or what do you have to accomplish for the client, depending on whether you're a done-for-you service, right? What are the big, significant changes that have to take place? Coming back to my earlier example of the diet coach, maybe the very first step is they need to go into their kitchen and throw away everything that has more than 20 calories in it. I don't know, whatever that might be for you. I'm not a diet coach. I'm not recommending that. But whatever that might be for you and you in your proven methodology, you have to actually map out what are the steps that need to be taken and then map out what is the learning that needs to happen. What about their attitude needs to change, right? Maybe there's some mindset that needs to take place for them to actually have success. So really mapping this out of milestone one, milestone two, milestone three. If you come to more than 10 milestones, you're probably trying to sell too much in the same signature program. It's okay for your business to have more than one signature program, so long as each one takes them very clearly from an easily defined A to an easily defined Z with easily defined milestones along the way. So that is my last tip for you guys this week. I hope you take this to heart and really dive into your programs. Any part of your business that is not working right now, it's not selling, it's not getting results, I want you to take a look at these points we talked about this week and see how you can improve what you're doing based off of what I've taught you so that you can start creating programs and services that not only clients absolutely fall in love with, but they're also willing to pay you big money for, because that's where you're going to actually build the business that you deserve. All right, I'll talk to you guys next week.